all underwent a high celestial change, breaking the black inconscient blind mute wall, each part of the being trembling with delight, lay overwhelmed with signs of happiness. In the country of the lotus of the head, in the castle of the lotus, twixt the brows, in the passage of the lotus of the soul, in the kingdom of the lotus of the heart, in the mammal lotus born inferior reign, in the narrow nesher center city park, in the deep place where once the serpent slept, a firm ground was made for heaven's descending might.
Putting on your uniform.
Last week in our study, we reached the end of Canto 5 of Book 7. Book 7 is the book of yoga, and Canto 5 tells of the finding of the soul. We reached the end of that canto in our study, but 2 or 3 weeks, many people were not here. And it's such a marvelous canto. We thought that this morning we would not study, but we would read through the whole canto again. So it starts on page 522. We read around the circle. You will start, Margaret.
The finding of the soul. Onward she passed, seeking the soul's mystic cave. At first, she stepped into a night of God. The light was quenched that helps the laboring world. The power that struggles and stumbles in our life. This inefficient mind gave up its thoughts. The striving heart, its unavailing hopes. All knowledge failed, and the ideas, forms, and wisdom screamed in all her lowly head. Feeling a truth too great for thought or speech, formless, ineffable, forever the same. An innocent and holy ignorance, adored like one who worships formless God. The unseen light she could not claim nor own. In a simple purity of emptiness, her mind knelt down before the unknowable.
Thank you. Jocelyn.
All was delicious, save the romantic center and the prostrate purity of the surrounding heart. There was no strength in it, no pride or force, the lofty burning of desire and sunk ashamed. The vanity of separate self. The hope of spiritual greatness fled. Salvation she asked not, nor heavenly crown. Beauty seemed now too proud of state. Her self was nothing. God alone was all. Yet, though she knew not, but only knew he was. The sacred darkness brooded now within. The world was a deep darkness, gray and deep. This void held more than all written words. This blank felt more than all that time has borne. This dark knew only immensely unknown, but all was formless, voiceless, infinite.
Thank you.
As mind a shadow world in a shadowy scene, a small knot passing through a mitre knot, a night of person in a bare outline, crossing a fathomless impersonal night. Silent she moved, empty and absolute. In endless time her soul reached a wide end. The spaceless vast became her spirit's place. At last a change approached. The emptiness broke, a wave rippled within. The world her strife, once more, her inner self became her space. There was felt a blissful nearness to the goal. Heaven leaned low to kiss the sacred hill. The air trembled with passion and delight. A rose of splendor on a tree of dreams, the face of dawn out of moon to light green. They came, priest of a sacrifice of joy, into the worshipping silence of her world. He cried, immortal, lost her as his robe, trailed heaven like a purple scarf and robe, as his vermilion cast mark for red salt.
Thank you. Patricia.
As if an old remembered dream come true, she recognized in her prophetic mind the imperishable luster of that sky, the tremulous sweetness of that happy air, and, covered from mind's view and life's approach, a mystic cavern in the sacred hill, and knew the dwelling of her secret soul. As if in some Elysian occult depth, truth's last retreat from a thought's profane touch. As if in a rock temple's solitude hid, God's refuge from an ignorant worshipping world. It lay withdrawn even from life's inner sense, receding from the entangled heart's desire. A marvelous brooding twilight met the eyes, and a holy stillness held that voiceless space. An awful dimness wrapped the great rock doors, carved in the massive stone of metal strands. Two golden serpents round the lintel curled, enveloping it with their pure and artful strength, looked out with wisdom's deep and luminous eyes. An eagle covered it with wide conquering wings, flames of self-lost immobile reverie. Their doves crowded the gray musing cornices like sculptured postures of white bosomed peace.
Thank you. Helmut.
Across the threshold sleep, she entered in and found herself amid great figures of gods, conscious in stone and living without breath, watching with fixed regard the soul of man, executive figures of the cosmic self, world symbols of immutable potency. On the walls, covered with significant shapes, looked at her the life scene of man and beast, and the high meaning of the life of gods. The power and necessity of these numberless worlds, and faces of beings and stretches of world space, spoke with succinct and inexhaustible hieratic message of the climbing planets. In their immensity of signing infinity, they were the extension of the self of God, and housed, impassively receiving all his figures and his small and mighty acts, and his passion and his birth and life and death, and his return to immortality.
Thank you. Lorraine?
To the abiding and eternal is their kind, to the pure existence everywhere the same, to the sheer consciousness and the absolute force, and the unimaginable and the formless bliss. To the mirth in time and the timeless mystery of the triune being is all and one, and yet is no one but himself apart. There was no step of breathing men, no sound, only the living nearness of the soul. Yet all the world, God himself, were there. For every symbol was a reality and brought the presence which had given it life. All this she saw and Yulei felt and knew, not by some thought of mine, but by the self. A light not born of sun or moon or fire. A light that dwelt within and saw within, shedding an intimate visibility, made secrecy more revealing than the word. Our sight and sense are a fallible gaze and touch, and only the spirit's vision is wholly true.
Mm, thank you. Tekeste?
As in the mysterious
entwined. Thank you. Audrey. Andres.
In the last chamber, on a golden seat, one sat whose shape no vision could define. Only one felt the world's unattainable bound, the power of which she was a strange force. And invisible beauty, goal of the world's desire, a son of which all knowledge is mean, a greatness without whom no life could be. Thence all departed into silent self, and all became formless and pure and bare. Then through a tunnel dug in the last rock, she came out where there shone a deathless sun. A house was there all made of flame, and crossing a wall of doorless living fire. There, suddenly, she met her secret soul.
Thank you. Prasad? Oh, Anandi, yes.
The being stood immortal in transience, deathless, daily with momentary things, in whose wild eyes of tranquil happiness, which pity and sorrow could not understand, infinite tiny days and finite shapes, observer of the silent steps of the hours, eternity of hell, the minutes acts, and the passing sins of the lasting day. In the mystery of his selecting will, in the divine comedy participant, the spirit's conscious representative, God's delegate in all humanity, comrade of the universe, the transcends the grave. She has come into the mortal body's room to play a ball with time and circumstance. The joy in the world has mastered movement here. The passion of the game lights her eyes. The smile on her lips welcomes her needs and grief. The laugh was her strength, pleasure, and pain.
Thank you.
All things fish saw as a masquerade of truth, disguised in the costumes of ignorance, crossing the years to immortality. All she could prompt with the strong spirit's peace, but since she knows the toil of the mind and life, as a mother feels and shares her children's life, she puts forth a small portion of herself, a being no longer than the thumb of a man, into a hidden region of the heart, to face the pang and to forget the bliss, to share the suffering and endure its wounds, and labor with the labor of the stars. This in us laughs and weeps, suffers the stroke, exalts in victory, struggles for the crown. Identified with the mind and body and life, it takes on itself their anguish and defeat, meets with faith's wings and hangs upon the cross, yet it is the unwounded and immortal self supporting the actor in the human scene.
Thank you. Rosa?
Through this, she sends us her glory and her powers, pushed to wisdom's heights, through misery goes. She gives us strength to do our daily task and simply protects all their grief and the little strength we have to help our race. We who must heal the role of the universe, acting itself out in a slight human shape, and on our shoulders carry the struggling world.
Thank you. Marianne.
This is in us the Godhead, small and mod. In this human portion of divinity, she sits the greatness of the soul in time,